Where is he getting this information?
Look, I think there have been quite a few reports. I know that Jonathan and others earlier in the program mentioned that it was all conservative media, but that's frankly not true. The New York Times, BBC, have also talked about and reported on the potential of this having had happened. I think the bigger thing is, let's find out. Let's have an investigation. If they're going to investigate Russia ties, let's include this as part of it. And so that's what we're asking.
Was the principal source the Breitbart story, which links to the New York Times, but the New York Times doesn't say anything definitive. Donald Trump does. There is nothing equivocating about what he says. I just found out that Obama had my wires tapped. That's not looking into something. He says it happened.
Look, I think the bigger thing is you guys are always telling us to take the media seriously. Well, we are today. We're taking the reports that places like the New York Times, Fox News, BBC, multiple outlets have reported this. All we're saying is let's take a closer look. Let's look into this. If this happened, if this is accurate, this is the biggest overreach and the biggest scandal.
Look into this. The president of the United States is accusing the former president of wiretapping him.
I think that this is, again, something that if this happened, Martha,
I agree. Why is the president saying it did happen?
Look, I think he is going off of information that he's seen that has led him to believe that this is a very real potential. And if it is, this is the greatest overreach and the greatest abuse of power that I think we've ever seen, in a huge attack on democracy itself. And the American people have a right to know if this took place.
Okay, the president, let me say again, the president said it did take place. Why does he believe these articles that you say you cite, and I'm saying they are not definitive? The Breitbart brings them all together, a heat street. They have two sources with links to the counterintelligence community. That's it. Anonymous sources. The president constantly says he doesn't like anonymous sources, and he doesn't like leakers.
I love how anonymous sources don't count when it's something that's positive in this administration and against the former one. You guys use anonymous sources every single day.
But it is the president. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
But now that there are new anonymous sources, it doesn't matter.
But what's the bar there? What does the president believe?
Look, I think he's made very clear what he believes, and he's asked that we get down to the bottom of this. Let's get the truth here. Let's find out. I think the bigger story isn't who reported it, but is it true? And I think the American people have a right to know if this happened, because if it did, again, this is the largest abuse of power that I think we've ever seen.